Back to this question. Would $1 million make you feel better if there was someone else's face on the 100? Thrifty Benjamin Franklin is getting kind of old. Andrew Jackson on the 20 was America's first dictator by the accounts of some historians. He told the Supreme Court to shove it one time. He had slaves. Well, so did Thomas Jefferson on the $2 bill and George Washington on the $1. Have you seen a $1 bill recently? Yep, Big George still on it. Lincoln on the $5, Grant on the $50, Alexander Hamilton on the $10, and then the boring ones, William McKinley, Grover Cleveland, James Madison, Salmon Chase, and Woodrow Wilson. But the nonprofit Women on 20s aims to change all that. Their goal is to put a woman on the $20 bill by 2020. That's a nice round number. Barbara Ortiz Howard is the founder of Women on 20s. She joins us in the studio. Welcome, Barbara.
Hello. Such a privilege to be here.
Oh, Women on 20s.
Yeah.
Just
women
in time.
Women on 20s.
What likenesses are popular, and how are you polling people to figure out how to do this?
We have our ballot with 15 candidates on them, because we couldn't make it any smaller. We thought we'd have 12,
yeah,
but we could have had 1,200, I think. Among the candidates, we have Alice Paul, Frances Perkins, Susan B. Anthony, in no particular order. We kind of always mix it up. We have Eleanor Roosevelt.
Of course.
Of course.
Jackie O.
Jackie O did not make the cut.
Well, she's first lady-ish, maybe. Not exactly what you'd want.
Iconic first lady.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger, we have Harriet Tubman.
Of course.
But we want to make a very important announcement today.
Okay, go for it.
Yes, what it is that over the course of the last 2 weeks, we are getting a very strong request for why aren't there any Native Americans. And what I'm very proud and happy to announce today is that when we conclude our primaries, we are going to also include Chief Wilma Mankiller on the ballot with the three other top candidates.
What do you think is the symbolic political significance of doing this year? It's an important anniversary, and it's clearly an omission to not have any women on the money.
That's how this was initially conceived for me. The aha moment that we were going to have our centennial of suffrage in 2020. And few people realize maybe that it is only 100 years that women have the right to vote. We need to be doing something huge and project that kind of future that we are equal. We have laws about equality, pay equity from 1963. Why are we still talking about it today? Our culture doesn't embrace those changes. Those things that we aspire to, that we write laws about, are things that we want to do and accomplish, but we're not accomplishing them.
Who would do that? Who has to do that? Who is it up to? Is it the Secretary of the Treasury? Is it Congress? What?
The Secretary of the Treasury is empowered to say how the actual bills are going to look and authorize those changes. The president being this being so significant, and what we want to do is have some significance around this. We want this to come from the people as a mandate to the president, to the Secretary of the Treasury, that this is a necessary change so that we can look to a brighter future, with a future that more reflects our values today, not what they were, or maybe I don't even know if they ever really were, because as you noted earlier, Andrew Jackson kind of flew in the face of the Supreme Court and the Congress when he was so belligerent towards the central bank, wouldn't recharter them, took money out of the bank. The Congress censured him. It's a really ironic choice to be on paper money. Some even say that maybe it was an inside joke at the Fed that put him on it because he's so detested.
Where can people go to vote?
People can go to www.womenon20s.org.
Well, I would think Women on the Money is inevitable on some level. And if not this movement, then at some point, hopefully by 2020, Barbara Ortiz Howard, founder of Women on 20s. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
The Takeaway is supported by ShopKeep, a POS analytics and management system that works to help people grow their businesses. More information at ShopKeep.com.